Thursday, mainly sunny, a high of 46. Periods of rain and snow on Friday. Temps nearly steady in the mid to upper 30s. No significant accumulation is set to be coming. It's only going to be 80% chance. Partly cloudy and a high of 52 on Saturday, and mostly sunny skies on a high of 36 on Sunday. 42 in Tewksbury, 40 in Clinton, 46 Franklin, 42 in Alexandria. It's 43 in Lambertville and 41 in East Amwell. Good morning, Hunterdon.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As soon as we can physically do it.
That's when President Donald Trump says work will begin on a southern border wall. And he says while taxpayers will have to pay the initial cost, Mexico will eventually pay for it. Here's more from Joe Gomez.
There will be a payment. It will be in a form, perhaps a complicated form.
In an interview with ABC's World News tonight, Trump says he would start negotiations with Mexico relatively soon, and that Mexico will reimburse the U.S. for the cost of the border wall.
However, yesterday, Mexico's president said in a televised address to his country that Mexico will not pay for any border wall. Another of yesterday's executive actions authorizes the stripping of federal grant money from so-called sanctuary cities. The Democratic mayor of one of them is New York's Bill de Blasio.
This is going to be very destructive to the city, and it's also immoral.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Angie with Daybreak USA. I have a Valentine's Day suggestion for you. You know I love Ovation Hair. They have a beautiful gift set right now. Their cell therapy hair treatment. Now, I use that every day, and I actually leave a little bit of it in my hair. That's kind of the secret, and it really makes it full. I also use volume therapy shampoo and moisture therapy conditioner. Those are all in the Valentine's Day gift set, and whipped mousse, and these really pretty hair pins. So it's a beautiful set and over 50% savings. And I have to be honest with you, I've always had thin hair. I've never had better looking hair. My hairstylist says it looks better. My husband says it looks better. And even my mom, Gran, who often cuts my hair, she says it looks better. And I'm thrilled. I 100% have confidence in backing this product because I've used it for several years now and it works for me. So get the Happy Valentine's Day gift set. 5 items, over a 50% savings. If you're a new customer, mention Angie Austin Daybreak USA at checkout and you'll get an additional introductory discount. Go to ovationhair.com. Ovationhair.com.
The Labor Department says weekly jobless claims rose by 22,000 last week, a bit more than analysts expected. Wall Street making history as the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed over the 20,000 mark Wednesday for the first time ever. A near consensus among brokers is Donald Trump's presidency is perceived as boding well for business and the U.S. economy, though this wary broker says
it's not going to mean anything until all the things Trump claims gets into effect.
Larry King says of American TV legend Mary Tyler Moore, who died yesterday.
Part of the fabric of the American culture is built. We'll never see her likes again.
Here's more from Mark Mayfield.
She had long battled diabetes and reportedly had been suffering from several health problems. She also underwent brain surgery in 2011. Moore, who turned 80 on December the 29th, starred as Laura Petry in The Dick Van Dyke Show from 1961 to 1966 and as Mary Richards in The Mary Tyler Moore Show from 1970 to 1977.
This is USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
President Trump is blasting Chelsea Manning for calling President Obama a weak leader just days after Obama commuted her sentence for giving classified documents to WikiLeaks. Writing in The Guardian, Manning says Obama has, quote, few permanent accomplishments. In a tweet this morning, Trump calls Manning an ungrateful traitor. No stranger to trouble, actor Shia LaBeouf is in some trouble again, this time after he was arrested this morning after a scuffle at his anti-Trump protest in New York City, as we hear from Sarah Lee Kessler.
You will not divide us.
You will not divide us.
You will not
not divide us.
Things got ugly at Shia LaBeouf's live-streamed He Will Not Divide Us rally outside the Museum of the Moving Image in Queens. The 30-year-old actor got into an argument with a fellow anti-Trump demonstrator. Police say he grabbed a guy by the scarf, scratched him on the face, and then shoved him to the pavement. The actor has been charged with misdemeanor assault and harassment. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
And we've told you about the death of Mary Tyler Moore yesterday. Well, it seems a lot of Americans are watching her shows, as the actress did pass away at 80 yesterday. And since then, TMZ reports sales on Amazon for the Mary Tyler Moore show have increased by over 23,000%. And sales for the show that gave Moore her big break, the Dick Van Dyke Show, are up by about 5,000%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:07, it is 39 degrees in Flemington, and the forecast today is cloudy with a chance of showers mainly before noon, although it looks like they're clearing out of here. And then partly sunny with a high near 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 42. And then Saturday and Sunday, it's going to start feeling a little bit more like January, with partly sunny and a high in the upper 30s both days.
Don't know why you're playing this song. I thought it was going to be, and now I'm drawing a blank because it took a long time to move the building. At last. I thought you were playing At Last.
That would have been... No, I was running, I lost my PC this morning for an hour. So.
Good milk. I miss the old building already. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in the large mansion on Main Street in Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array, Jennifer, of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. Are you wearing your headphones?
I can hear you.
You can hear me? Just don't double check. Make sure your producer skills transferred over to the new building.
Yeah, but I'm a left-handed producer now instead of a right-handed.
On today's show, we continue to add speakers and performers to our winter and spring schedule. We'll tell you what's new. The date of the outdoor art show and sale is set. We'll give you what other details we have so far. Jennifer wonders, what was the greatest thing before sliced bread? Maker's Day information, current exhibits, and much more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
So we are broadcasting. The Chamber of Commerce is now officially in their new digs. What's the address here?
I think it's 115.
115 Main Street in Flemington, New Jersey. And I got to tell you, I'm very impressed with how much work has been done on this building so far.
I was really concerned that I'd need a hard hat in here. But
so congratulations to Chris Phelan and Amy and Laura. They got all got new desks and offices. It all looks great.
It is.
And the new radio office, we got a nice view of Main Street here. The Flemington Public Library is right across the street from us, which is an affiliated library to the Hundred and Candy Library. What that church to the left of the Flemington Library, what denomination is that? And Spiricality, is that a yoga studio?
Mm-hmm.
Is also right across the street. This is nice. This would be nice to be doing the show and looking at it and the goings-on as Main Street is reinventing itself.
It is. It's not, it is.
So this is a great addition to downtown now. And the Chamber of Commerce deserves to have a building like this, I believe.
I think so. You know, it was nice when they were in Liberty Village, but then the fire...
Really fire may have been a blessing in disguise, Jennifer. What do you think?
I think so.
Jack Cusk takes over Main Street. This building won't be affected anyway.
Nope, it's the other end.
Yep. So very good. So welcome to the library show. We'll start off with some programs that are going on this week at the Hundred and Candy Library. And I apologize in advance. We'll work this out for next week's show. I don't have a computer in front of me, so I can't cheat like I used to and look up programs. But I'll do the best I can, Jennifer. We do have a program tonight at the North County Branch Library. It is very echoey in here. They're right.
It is, and I'm wondering if they can hear the construction.
We'll find out in the archives. The archives tell all about Jennifer's producing skills. Everything just comes out, warts and all, on the archives. Tonight at the North County Branch Library, Women and Wealth 2017 with Roz Billups, who's a financial advisor for Morgan Stanley Wealth Management. She'll discuss questions such as, how do you and your family enjoy spending your time? Where do you see yourself in 5 or 10 years? What are the 5 things you value most in life? What goals do you have in your life? What does it mean to you to be wealthy? And what's the best way to build your wealth? Women are often the money schedule and wellness managers of their household, Jennifer. Do you agree? I agree.
I do.
These roles create a variety of financial demands, and women's relative longevity means understanding wealth planning is vital, even if they haven't played this role before. Sounds like a great program. Come learn how to develop a wealth strategy that meets your true needs. This is, again, tonight at the North County Branch Library, which is located at 65 Halstead Street in Clinton. It starts at 7 p.m. It's free and open to the public, as are all our programs. So if this is something that interests you, you're more than welcome.
And if you'd rather just settle in and watch a movie, Money Monster, starring George Clooney and Julia Roberts, will be shown at the Headquarters Library tonight at 6 p.m. Financial TV host Lee Gates and his producer Patty are put into an extreme situation when an irate investor takes over their studio. And it will be shown again on Saturday afternoon, January 28th, at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, which at the same time, at the Headquarters Library, we're going to welcome Pamela Contractor, who will be talking about the patient path, coping with women's cancers, and she will be focusing on uterine cancer. And I want to say, the garbage can is nice and close. Jim used to like to try to throw baskets.
Not a challenge anymore, Jennifer.
We will have to move it around because the room is really big. So, and tonight, too, in the conference room at headquarters, there's a lot going on tonight at the library. The Friends of the Library will be meeting to discuss the End of Your Life Book Club by Will Schwabel. During it's a story about his mother when she was undergoing cancer treatment. Will took her to a lot of different chemo and other kinds of appointments. And they sat in the waiting room and they talked about books. So it's sort of a mother-son reading club. And then Will Schwabel also has a new book out, Books for the Living, which were a bucket list of his books. So that's tonight in the conference room on the second floor at the Headquarters Library. If you're a friend of the Hunterdon County Library, stop by at 7 p.m.
Thank you, Jennifer. I am woefully unprepared to say.
I see that for a change. Well, let me finish,
round out the programs
for the week.
And let's go to our first commercial break.
I do
have Today in History.
Excellent. It's Friday, Tuesday night at, oh wait, no, tomorrow at 10 a.m. The Friday Morning Book Group, which meets on Friday morning, not Tuesday night, We'll be at the headquarters.
Why do you think it was Tuesday night?
Because it was behind.
Oh.
Tonight. I don't know
you
why.
Didn't have your papers in chronological
I
order.
I did. You know what? I had Saturdays in front of Fridays. They're going to be discussing Orange is the New Black by Piper Kierman at 10 o'clock in the meeting room at the headquarters library. And then finally, Wednesday at 1 o'clock, the South Highlands group of the Sierra... Wait, let me start again. Wednesday, February 1st at 7 o'clock. The South Highlands group of the Sierra Club will be meeting, and Robert DeSaro of ERCO Energy Research will be there to talk about climate change, why people don't make decisions on facts. So a meet and greet will follow the talk. The Sierra Club meetings are free and open to all, so drop in or sign up, and refreshments will be provided. Okay, so Jim and I are going to get our bearings. We're going to go to the first commercial break, and we will be right back.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Don't know much biology.
Welcome back to the library show. Are we okay, Jennifer?
We're okay.
Everything all right over there?
I'm turning to the wrong side.
Welcome back to the library show. It's time for Today in History. This time every week I ask Jennifer and our audience some questions about events that happened on this date, which happens to be January 26th. 2017. In years past, I'll also ask her some names of people who were born or who have died on the state. Let's see if Jennifer knows who they are just by hearing their names. Very hit or miss with Jennifer. Okay, Jennifer, on this date in 1531, 30,000 people died in Lisbon. How?
A fire?
Incorrect.
I have no idea.
An earthquake in Lisbon in 1531 kills 30,000 people.
Wow.
In 1531, that had been a big chunk of their population, didn't you think? Yeah. All of them, maybe? I don't know. 1838, Jennifer. What state enacts the first prohibition law in the U.S.? This is 1838 on January 26th. Prohibition. Ironically, what state? I think it's ironic.
Kentucky.
It's close. Tennessee. Isn't Jack Daniels from Tennessee?
Yeah, I was thinking Kentucky bourbon.
Yes. So you're on the right track with my ironic hint. Okay, what state secedes from the Union in 1861 on this date? Give you a hint.
Okay.
It's a state with only state in the Union. Actually, Kiko will like this because Kiko, I think, thought of this question.
Okay.
What's the only state in the Union with three vowels in a row in its name? The only Hawaii's the other one. There's two. Hawaii's one. Okay. Obviously, they didn't secede from the Union.
They weren't
Jennifer.
Even a member of the Union at the time.
But the other one did secede from the Union on January 26th, 1861. Louisiana is correct.
Thanks. That was a good hint, Kiko.
Okay. 1863, another Civil War. I got a couple Civil War. Kiko picked the right day to tune in, Jennifer. Okay. Let me see how I'm going to phrase this.
In the form of a question.
Okay. General Ambrose Burnside is relieved of command of the Army of the Potomac after screwing up Fredericksburg royally. Jennifer, who takes his place? I'll give Kiko time to answer. I won't give you the answer yet.
Okay.
Moving on to 1905, Jennifer. The world's largest diamond ever, weighing 3,100 carats, is found near Pretoria in South Africa. Any idea what the name of that diamond is?
No, the only large one I know is the Hope, and that's not it.
Okay. How did you know that wasn't it?
I don't think it's it.
Oh, it's the Cullinan diamond.
You didn't think I'd know the name of it.
No. Oh. You're thinking on many different levels tonight, Jennifer. What does Bill Clinton deny on American television?
I did not
on
have
this
sex
date?
with that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
1998. Bill, he denies having sexual relations with former White House intern Monica Lewinsky. You are correct. Okay, Jennifer, some people who were born on this
date. You know, can I just interrupt since you brought up Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
And we don't have to discuss this, but everybody's saying what a sexist and womanizer Donald Trump is.
Mm-hmm.
How quickly we forget. Okay, next.
Correct. President Kennedy was too, if I'm not mistaken.
Saying.
I know, but they were never caught saying what Donald Trump said.
True.
Which is...
Anyway.
If that wasn't the case...
Do we have a Civil War general?
And Kiko is correct by saying Joseph Hooker.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Hooker replaced Burnside. Very good, Kiko.
Well done.
Okay, 1880, Douglas MacArthur was born.
He was a 5-star general.
Was he?
He was.
Okay.
Oh, someday I'll do the party trick for Kiko. The 5 5-star generals and the 4 5-star admirals.
The what?
There's 5 5-star generals. There's 4 5-star admirals.
Can you get them?
I can.
Let's see if he can get them, Kiko.
Okay. Can you get them, Kiko? And then there's a general of the... A 5-star general, as Kiko knows, is a general of the army. And then there's one general who's considered a general of the armies, which is like a rank above even that.
Okay.
But there's no 6-star.
I think I know who you're talking about. Okay, Jennifer. Douglas MacArthur.
And he would return, and he was in the South Pacific.
But what's his famous quote?
I shall return.
I shall return, correct. 1891, Frank Costello was born.
Was he... Oh, I don't know.
Frank Costello was a mob boss. Friends with Lucky Luciano, Meyer Lansky, all those guys. Frank Costello.
The good old days.
Let's go back to more happier times. 1905, Maria von Trapp was born.
She was the woman that in The Sound of Music was based on, which we know is Richard G's favorite movie of all time. She was going to be a nun. She led her family.
Plenty,
to
thank
safety.
You. 1917, Louis Zamperini. made a movie about his life.
I know. The Olympic guy.
Give me the movie. Okay, Olympic guys, correct.
The boat. The men in the boat? No. Lauren Hildebrand wrote the book. Tell me the name of the book.
Unbroken.
Unbroken.
We're looking for Unbroken when it's time in a Japanese prisoner of war camp. Paul Newman was born on this date, Jennifer, in 1925.
I know that because Shelf Awareness posted a picture today of Paul Newman and his wife Joanne Woodward browsing outside Strand Bookstore in the 1950s.
Oh, yeah?
He was in The Sting. He made popcorn and natural foods.
Right.
And he
to raise money for, I don't even know what his causes are, but yeah, Newman's Own.
Yeah.
Any other movies besides The Sting?
The Way We Were with Barbara Streisand. No, that was Robert Redford.
There's another big one with Robert Redford.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Correct.
I can see it coming out of your
but
mouth.
But DVD alert to The Sting, one of my favorite movies. Great movie, The Sting. Robert Shaw of Jaws fame, another great role by him. Paul Newman and Robert Redford all are spectacular in that movie. The Sting. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, Jennifer. 1935, I don't think you get this one. Bob Uecker.
Oh, he was on a commercial. He was a football player.
Yeah, he was on commercials, right, for light beer.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a football player.
But he was a sport. He was in sports.
Sports broadcaster, was a former athlete, turned a very popular sports broadcaster for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, he was a baseball?
Bob Uecker.
Okay. I knew more than you thought I'd know, right?
So he wasn't very Mr. Baseball, there you go. He wasn't very good, so I always made fun of his career and stuff like that. For example, one of my favorite jokes of his, he was telling All-Star Game memories, and he said his fondest memory of the All-Star Game was it was like 100 degrees, 110 degrees or something like that, and he was working the concession stand, and someone ordered hot chocolate. That's his best memory of the All-Star Game. Because obviously he never played in the All-Star Game. 1941, Scott Glenn.
An astronaut?
That's John Glenn.
Yeah, I knew that was.
Scott Glenn was an actor. Another DVD alert for you. A movie he was in called Silverado. A Western. Have you ever seen it? Very good. And a ton of other things, too. Okay, Jennifer, MacArthur, Bradley, Marshall, Arnold, and Eisenhower.
That is correct.
Okay, he has a question for you.
Okay.
A counter question. Only Marshall of those people he mentioned is not a West Point graduate. Where did he go to school? So Ike, MacArthur, Bradley, and Arnold all went to West Point.
Yeah, some of them graduated in the class of stars. I don't know.
You're asking a West Point question. Okay, she does not know, Kiko. We need to know the answer.
Maybe Annapolis, but I don't. That would have made him a Marine.
I think so.
Yeah. And Hap Arnold went on to the Air Force, I believe. But at the time...
Wasn't Hap Arnold an admiral? No. Didn't somebody surrender to Hap Arnold? Didn't they surrender to Hap Arnold in World War II? I thought they surrendered to him. I don't know. Kiko will let us know. Moving on, Jerry Sandusky, unfortunately, was born on 1944. That's harsh, but... Not for him. 1944.
He was the Penn State football coach.
That, yes. That's enough of that. Okay, in 1955, Eddie Van Halen was born.
He was married to Valerie Bertinelli. And he is the lead singer of, hey, wow, Van Halen, Jump.
Very good.
Yep.
Marshall went to VMI, the Virginia Military Institute, Jennifer. VMI. And we've got an autograph picture of Ike just for kicks. As a bonus.
Okay.
Ellen DeGeneres was born on this date in 1958.
She's a talk show host. She's married to Portia.
Good. That's good. I'll give you that, Jennifer. 1961, Wayne Gretzky.
Mr. Hockey. He was a hockey player. He retired with the Rangers.
Good. Oh, the photo is not Ike. I was just not looking close enough. I didn't blow it up. Okay, Wayne Gretzky.
The great one,
correct. I think Wayne Gretzky might be, if you think overall, every sport, who's the greatest athlete of all time? A lot of people like to say Jim Thorpe and stuff like that. I got to say Wayne Gretzky, because hockey is a hard sport to play. How fast it is, how physical it is, and he dominated it, which I think is near impossible.
He did, and during my brief 6 months at the Tilted Kilt, before professional hockey season start, they would play college hockey, and it was astonishing how much slower they skated, how much... It was like night and day, so yeah, the professional hockey players are...
No, it's amazing. If you ever go to a hockey game and sit right up front, it's...
And they're huge.
I know, it's blinding how fast they are
and
how physical it is. And then finally, just one person who died on this date, Jennifer, in 1893, Abner Doubleday.
He owned the Mets for a while, actually.
He did?
He did. And he was a publisher.
I'm thinking of another Abner Doubleday.
No, you're not.
I am.
What are you thinking of?
Abner Doubleday, the person that supposedly invented baseball. The reason Cooperstown is the home of the Baseball Hall of Fame is because Abner Doubleday supposedly invented baseball in Cooperstown, New York. Yes?
Yes.
You're doubting me, Jennifer.
I'm not. I'm wondering who I think owned the Mets.
Well, there is a Doubleday publisher.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is this really that important?
It is.
I think we got to start talking about some more. While Jennifer's looking that up.
Right.
The picture Kiko is showing me is a picture of Omar Bradley. Kiko has a dog named Bradley.
Mendham Borough and Mendham Township in New Jersey have an Abner Doubleday Day.
But I think it's been refuted that Abner Doubleday has actually invented baseball. I think that's been rebuffed or whatever. What word am I looking for there? Rebuked?
I don't know. No, rebuke is something you do. Like.
Some word that means...
Debunked.
They're debunked. Thank you, Jennifer.
I have a knot in my headphones.
Debunked is the word I was looking for. So he didn't invent baseball after all. All right, Jennifer, we are halfway through the library show. Did we do a weather report in the beginning? I don't think you did.
I did.
I don't remember
it. I fumbled through it.
Can we have it again?
Sure.
I'd like to hear what my weekend's going to be.
It's now 47 degrees in Flemington. I don't think I'm talking properly. Today there's only a 20% chance of showers before noon, and I'd say we're done. Partly sunny with a high near 50, mostly sunny tonight with a high of 42, and then Saturday and Sunday it will be partly sunny with a high in the upper 30s.
What was that big yellow ball up in the sky yesterday, and I can see it now. What is that thing?
I don't know.
It was raining for days and days.
I know. Days.
But I guess it could have been that nor'easter could have been that snowstorm again, and we could have been buried. So I'm not complaining much.
Please not complain.
What's the weather going into next week? Did you tell me, or are you just?
I said till Saturday. Monday partly sunny, high of 35. Tuesday, high of 39.
All right.
You got plans?
You're gonna have. I'm going to Easton on Saturday evening. Sunday, might be going to a beer tasting thing. In Seoul restaurant somewhere? Have you ever been there?
Somewhere?
It's in Bridgewater or out that way. I don't know. That's up in the air right now. I heard there's a new restaurant called the Kingwood Tavern that opened.
Oh, it's
Have you heard about this?
I have heard
Isn't
about it.
Isn't it kind of that church where you... By your church?
I think it's down south 519 from there, I think. Yeah. I've heard about it, but not...
Yeah.
Not a lot.
I was going to ask you, if they're a member of the Chamber of the Commerce yet.
I don't know. I don't know. I saw another movie on Saturday.
What movie? Tell me about it while I'm trying to write some stuff here for
okay.
you. So tell me all about it.
I won't interrupt. Live by Night. No, you
after
must,
this point.
You must interrupt, because if you don't, it's just boring listening to me talk. We went to see Live by Night, which is which was based on a book by Dennis Lehane. And it's set between Boston and Florida at the turn of early 20th century. It starts out the Irish mob against the Italian mob. And the kid's father's a policeman, so he keeps him off death row. The kid's a two-bit gangster. And he sells himself to the Italian mob. And he goes down to Florida to be in charge of the rum business. And it's just a lot of gangsters and who can you trust. There was an awful lot stuck in. But unfortunately, the last 20 minutes of the movie, the screen went red. And I can't see through red. And I can't distinguish red. So people who could have normal vision could see what was going on behind. It was like a red scrim. And people who could see, I could not see a thing. But we did get some nice passes, free passes, to come back to the movies when they have a color other than red. I would wait till it comes on DVD. Say something.
I just heard of a movie someone was telling me called... Maybe Kiko was the one who referred it to this person. True Romance? To look that up, because it has like 10 million stars and it was made in the 90s. And I'd never heard of this. He was describing it to me. And I'm going, I've never heard of this movie. It's like a mob kind of movie, I think.
True Romance. Excuse my back.
Go ahead. Explain it. What is it?
1993, American crime film, black comedy, directed by Tony Scott, written by Quentin Tarantino. Christian Slater and Patricia Arquette, Dennis Hopper, Val Kilmer, Gary Oldman, Brad Pitt, and Christopher Walken. At a Detroit theater showing, Kung Fu Films, Alabama Whitman strikes up a conversation with Elvis Presley fanatic Clarence Worley. The two later have sex at Clarence's apartment in downtown Detroit, and Alabama tearfully confesses that she is a call girl hired by Clarence's boss as a birthday present, but has fallen in love with Clarence. They later marry. And then it gets weird. An apparition of Elvis appears to Clarence and convinces him to kill Alabama's pimp Drexel, and it just goes downhill from there.
It just goes, what do you mean, goes downhill?
It gets...
Kiko's highly recommending it. So.
No, I don't mean downhill.
DVD. Do we have it in our... Do we have it in the library collection? That's my next question.
Want to guess? Want to bet?
That we don't or do?
That we don't.
Can I make a request?
Sure. Keep talking, because I'm typing.
You can't type and talk?
Oh, we do have it.
Do we?
We do.
You put it on hold for me, maybe?
Do you know it's out?
It's out?
Yeah.
Kiko probably borrowed it.
Can I put it on hold when we get back?
Sure. But no, I'll put it. I'm just kidding.
I don't know your PIN number, and it would get complicated. So I've been in touch with Michelle Stevens, who was a 1986 graduate of Hunterdon Central High School. She's a psychologist out in California, and she has a book coming out in the end of March, and she would like us to interview her one day, I guess remotely by the on the.
And what does she do again?
She's a psychologist, and she's written a book, kind of memoir of growing up and child abuse. So we're going to try and have her on the end of March. Waiting to hear back from a publicist.
Do you haven't read any good books that you can review while I'm finishing this thing up here? I'm trying to get you 20 trivia questions.
You're trying to get me 20 trivia questions?
Yes, and you keep trying to get me to talk.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're doing over there. Because this is very awkward. I have to sit with my back to you. Well, I can talk about some more of the library reads that we talked about. I started the list last week.
I hear we're doing a winter adult reading club.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't we tell people about it?
Because I know nothing about it. I asked the organizer to send me something for today before 10:30, and I do not have anything.
You can't.
I have no. I honestly have no
idea. Put something
together? I can't. There's a bingo board up at headquarters in the reference department that I know is connected with it. I don't know anything else about it. I hope by the end of the day to have something to encourage them to put something on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Let me see. It's not going to be up there right now. I booked a summer concert this
weekend. Tell me about
it. Dan Butt from Flemington, He has played, he's 100 musical instruments, and he plays with Summer Swing Orchestra and some other local bands. And he, his Dixieland band, the Dan Patera Dixieland band, played at the library last year. And he came up to me one day and said, you know, for the summer concert, I'd really like to bring the Dixieland band back, and then we'll do a break, and then we'll have a big band for the second part of the show. So he's going to do July 19th at the Headquarters Library. And 2 weeks later, we're going to have the Blauenberg Orchestra, Blauenberg Band back, correct? Or we're working on
90%
that?
Sure. We have not booked them yet, but and then that's who we want to.
2 weeks after that, we're going to have the British Invasion.
And our plan is to, between the weeks in between, we're going to have outdoor concerts at the North County Branch Library. The Summer Swing Orchestra that performs with us, we're going to see if we can get them to perform right outside the community center next to the North County Branch Library. And then we've got to pick a country band, I believe, we were going to do for the second one up there.
That's Jim and my's plan, if we can get everybody else on board.
So we're trying to expand the summer concert series that's been gaining in popularity every year.
You would think you and I have a little bit of pull after all these years.
Very little. We haven't heard about our grant yet, have we?
We have not. A little disturbing. All right, so you have trivia questions for me?
What time is it? Can we go to our break and then we'll come back?
Sure, why not? Everything is discombobulated anyway, so we'll go to the break a little bit earlier and be back to finish up with some trivia.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. And we are coming to you live from the larger building at 115 Main Street, the Chamber's new headquarters. Quite an impressive building. Stop by, say hello to Chris and Amy and Laura.
Yes, I'm very impressed. And yes. I mean, the outside still needs a little work, but they're working on it. But the inside is beautiful. They redid the floors, like the original floors, this parquet floor.
Yes.
That must have taken, I don't even want to think about it, Jennifer. All right, I have some trivia. Lone Eagle Brewery in Flemington has been having trivia nights. They have another one next Wednesday. Jennifer's been invited several times. She always seems to be too busy. So I do it for her. I don't know why, but I'll ask her some questions from that trivia night. But okay. If you like trivia and you want to come down and you like beer, Jennifer, which I think you like both, Lone Eagle Trivia next Wednesday, February 1st, starting at 6:30 p.m. Will come at 6:30 p.m. The questions will start being read at 7 p.m. But here's an example, Jennifer.
Okay.
We get the sports question out of the way for you. Kiko missed last night. Kiko, hey, if you want to meet Kiko?
Yes.
Come to Lone Eagle Trivia next week.
A week from yesterday?
All those imaginary friends you think I have, they'll be there.
You never met my imaginary friends.
They can, why don't you bring them as a team?
I wouldn't.
Morgan, are you listening?
No, she
didn't. Jennifer will pick you up maybe about 5:30. How long is Morgan live from here?
That's about right.
Okay, 5:30. And Scott from the Tilted Kilt?
He's training some Matt. Away. Matt Dolan, I hope he's working Wednesday nights.
Oh, okay. Oh, you and Brian, I'm sure, would do well by yourselves.
All right, let's get to this.
Okay, who is the only coach, Jennifer? Oh, there's two coaches. I need you to name one. Is that our phone?
I don't think so.
Boy, did you just stop dead there?
I did.
Boy, just keep it going.
Saved by the bell.
There's been two coaches in the history of two coaches, head coaches, have won the Super Bowl and a college national championship. Can you name one of them?
Are they modern day coaches?
Yes. Well, neither one of them still coach.
Okay.
There would have been three, and one of them still coaches, but his college championship was stripped away from him for violations. That would have been Pete Carroll of the Seahawks.
Well, no, we wouldn't have gotten that one.
Okay. I'll give you the team. Both coaches are the same team, Jennifer. The Dallas Cowboys. Jimmy Johnson?
Nope.
And Barry Switzer?
Nope.
Okay. How many edges are there in a cube?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12.
12 is correct. I think that I should never see a poem as lovely
as a tree.
Very good. A lot of people got that wrong.
Are you kidding?
A lot of people said as the, which is very clever, but
Joyce
it's incorrect.
Kilmer. We had this discussion once.
How many ribs are in the human body?
Mine or yours?
Both of ours.
Don't you have one more rib? Don't I have
one more?
Oh my
God, people did say that, Jennifer, but no. That's that's the Bible, Jennifer. That's not science.
Let's say 12.
Double that number, 24.
That was my original thought, but I thought that's way too many.
And then finally, your last general one, because I can only think of five for some reason. Eugene Cernan just died last week. What was he famous for? It's all over the news. Cernan, C-E-R-N-A-N. Eugene Cernan. It's all over the news when he died, what he was famous for.
Nope.
He was the last man to walk on the moon. You don't remember that in the news of last week?
Nope.
I always got to give like a current event question. All right, Jennifer, I'll give a character of a best picture movie. Kiko got the last man on the moon. I'll give the character of a best picture movie. You got to tell me what movie this character's in. For example, I'll go start off easy for you. Henry Higgins.
My Fair Lady.
Very good. See, so you know. How about Melanie Wilkes?
Gone with the Wind.
Very good. How about Samwise Gamgee?
G-A-N?
G-A-M-G-E. The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Frodo's friend. Did you read the Lord of the Rings?
I didn't.
How about Charlie Babbitt?
That was Charlie Bucket.
Charlie Babbitt. Best picture winner. He was portrayed by Tom Cruise.
Oh, Rain Man.
Rain Man is correct. How about Benjamin Buford Blue? His nickname was Bubba from Forrest Gump. Correct. about Victor Laszlo.
The Usual Suspects? No.
That's the right movie. That's the line is from that movie.
What line is from the movie?
The line you just said is from the movie that Victor Laszlo is in.
Round up the Usual Suspects. The Maltese Falcon.
Incorrect. No. We're looking for Casablanca.
Casablanca.
How about Daisy Worthen?
Daisy Worthen. Not The Great Gatsby. She's Daisy Buchanan.
The answer is in the name.
The answer is in the name.
Looking for Driving Miss Daisy. And finally, Peter Clemenza.
Godfather.
The Godfather is correct, and Kiko is listening. Kiko's friends, his teammates, missed that one. A group of guys missed a Godfather question.
Kiko, my jaw is they on this newly was, polished parquet floor.
They thought it was Apollo 13.
Don't laugh at Kiko.
And that Kiko wasn't there.
Oh.
Kiko knew it, so they would have gotten another point. Because Kiko knows, I know Kiko knew that one, but he wasn't there last night. Okay, then finally, I'm going to give you a slogan of a company.
Okay.
You just tell me the company. What's in your wallet? What's in your wallet?
It's a credit card.
Correct.
Amex? No. I don't know.
Capital One. Seen those commercials in the middle of the time. A lot of people had trouble with this because people realized that they fast forward through commercials now with DVRs.
I don't watch TV at all, so.
Right. Okay, then you're in trouble. I bet you get a couple of them. When you care enough to send the very best. Good. Drivers Wanted.
In BMW?
Close. Volkswagen. We answer to a higher authority.
It's some kind of nun or priest or...
No. It's a food.
No, I know, but it's in the commercial. So.
Oh, okay. Maybe. For Hebrew National.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Rabbi.
Think Different.
No idea.
I just thought of another one, by the way. Apple. Sell It, Buy It, Love It.
eBay.
Very good. You can do it. We can help. That is Home Depot. How about We Try Harder? I just thought of two more. Avis Rent-A-Car. All these people have spent all this money on advertising.
It's not working for me.
No. So, you're very good. So that's the example. There's themed rounds, Jennifer. There's a music round, which I think you would have been good last night. The theme, there's a common theme where all the songs had colors in the title, like Green Sleeves would have been one.
You should have make a note. Bring those and bring the
now,
first
I have
line.
A note for you. Get you, Brian. You guys live, you could probably walk to Eagle Brewery from where you live.
We could.
I'll take care of you. Trust me.
I know you will.
I'll buy you a beer.
You don't need to buy me a beer.
They did need Kiko last night. They would have gotten more points for sure. So hopefully he'll be there. You want to meet Kiko.
I think Kiko
would like to meet you too.
I don't know about that. I don't want to disappoint him.
Come on, I'll save a spot for you.
It's good when there's still a mystery.
Well, why?
What?
I see you have my bookmark in your
thing. I do, but it's, I realize next Thursday is February 1st.
Oh, you don't want to mention it?
So do we want to tantalize people with the...
I think we do, because I'm out of things to say.
All right, I don't even know what time... We only have a couple more minutes left.
It's up to you.
It's 11:54. Well, it's
February... You're bringing up both weeks.
All right, it's February 1st next week, and the Jim Thatch bookmark will be out, and it is the succession of a romance, starting with a little boy and a little girl, and then it looks like they're in high school. Stealing his first kiss, and then he's proposing to her, and then they are married.
Yes, I'm very proud of this bookmark. It tells a little story in very simple ways.
It does.
Right? They're meeting, they're giving the first kiss, they're proposing, and they're getting married. And
right.
And the little hearts that start off very small.
Oh, I didn't notice that. That's good.
Get bigger as they get to know each other, and when they're married, the heart, like, entwines them.
Very nice.
And it's huge. I think I'm very proud of
it. You should be. And there's a special little hidden message.
Yes, there is. A Valentine's gift to my wife.
She better be getting more than a name and a bookmark.
That's all she's getting. I told her that already. She got to pick the color of the bookmark. That was her gift. I'm serious.
Why would you
We're
be?
Kind of on a saving money kind of binge, yeah. So it's going to have to do, Jennifer.
That's right. It's not a huge holiday around our house either.
No, usually it really isn't.
And Groundhog's Day is next Friday. Do you have any predictions? See, I'm anxious for January to get over. It's such a...
Whether the Groundhog Day sees a shadow, doesn't see a shadow, flies in the sky, it's winter comes the same day, or spring comes the same day every year.
I know.
I have a feeling it's going to linger since we had a mild January.
Do you think?
I don't know. You never know. I hope not. I'm for someone that thinks they're moving to Vermont, I hate
winter. Well, I'm going
winter.
To say, yeah. How's the house going in Vermont? Are they holding it for you?
No. The house is not going to be happening. So I can't leave the library for 3 years at least. So you got me on the air for 3 more years, Jennifer.
It's
got
to be longer than 3 more years, I hate to tell you, my friend.
Oh, yeah? Why? Could you be there longer?
Yeah. Oh. I have to be there 7 years.
No, you'll find somebody to replace me.
I don't think so.
Some younger, hipper version of myself.
I can't imagine such a thing.
Why? Sure you can.
I can't. So I sent you the annual report for 2016 this morning.
Oh, yeah? I haven't looked at it yet.
Nice.
So we need to sit down and discuss what we're going to do?
Yes, that's what it said.
If anybody would like to see our 2015 annual report, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Go to the About Us drop down, click on the annual report, and you'll see all the great things we did in 2015, which were many.
Yes.
And a lot of pictures. You really enjoyed it. Kiko, check it out.
We got a lot of compliments on it.
Good.
We did. And
you did a nice job on it.
Thanks, Jim Thatch. And I just sent you the 2016 so we can be all caught up.
We will. We'll have that done by the middle of February.
All right. Well,
that's my promise to you.
That's my promise. Okay. Well, thanks for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I want to do everything within the bounds of what you're allowed to do legally.
But in a lengthy interview with ABC News that aired last night, President Trump says when he's asked intelligence experts if torture works with terror detainees, he's been told...
And the answer was yes, absolutely.
Of the bloody violence going on in Chicago, Trump says...
Afghanistan is not like what's happening in Chicago.
Saying Chicago's Democratic Mayor Rahm Emanuel could fix the problem if he would smarten up and toughen up. And after ordering an investigation into voter fraud that he says resulted in millions of illegal votes last November, he says of those votes...
None of them come to me. They would all be for the other side.
Trump also saying again that Mexico will pay for a southern border wall, but early today the Mexican president said it won't, prompting a tweet from Trump today saying that the meeting the leaders had planned for next week should be canceled. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every